When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
On Trackside, the Mounting Yard.
I've done a quaddy for Orange as well, but my best of the day, we're going to start race four, number one. Had a really good look through the Orange card, and I love the Bjorn Baker runner at the top of the weights here called Line of Law. Now, this morning when I was doing form, I think it was a heavy deck. It's now a soft seven. But this horse, just the one win from the eight career starts, but it's been a pretty consistent animal. Its win came over this trip of the 1,000 metres, dropping back from the 1,200 on a heavy deck to 1,000, I think, is suits. Robert Downey Jr. on board can stalk the speed. There looks like there's going to be a fair bit of speed in this race, can stalk the speed, and hopefully can peel out and go Wooshka late. It's going to be run pretty quick, this race. So $2.20, open 270. Already had a healthy sprinkling of support for it. I probably wouldn't want to take anything under that price, but 220 is appropriate. Rockhampton, we don't need to wait long for it. It's race one, number four. That's interesting. Small field. This will jump and lead. Its debut performance was okay at Ipswich. I watched that race. Mishani Crown. One, what a doozy, and plodding along into third was this horse. That's interesting. I think there's a couple of good horses in that particular race, and I think small field and a leader will certainly suit Justin Stanley here. So jump, lead, kick, and put them away. And then a little bit of value at Taree this afternoon. It's race five, number three, Sammy, over the 1,000. And 7 metres. It's Grand Horizon, $7.50 and 2.10. It's a good deck up there. It's been a runner up on two occasions over this trip. It's got the 2 kilo claiming apprentice. It's first up, and its form last preparation was exemplary. Model of consistency. So there's a short price favourite in that race called My Mum's Toy Boy that won well on debut. It's $1.85. That means there's going to be some good value everywhere else in the market, and I think that Grand Horizon's a good each-way play.
Good stuff, good stuff. All right, well, I am kicking off at Orange. I'm going race two, number four, Weave That Web. I think I really liked Geo Storm in this race, and then it was scratched. Then I sort of went through the race again early this morning, and I thought, this was a really good winner at Warren first up, and then it was sound enough last time round at Dubbo. Braith Knock Knock goes on board. Tags will be with him, that's for sure. Yeah, just needs a little bit of luck from the gate, but I think this Piero horse can be too strong. Then I go to Taree, race three, number five, Lara's Lawlet. I've tipped this a couple of times before, and, you know, it's funny this morning, Dog, when I was going through the form and going over these races, and I was thinking, I think I might have said never, ever again for Lara's Lawlet. But it's had a break.
Yes.
It's had a break. So maybe it's come back bigger and stronger.
We hope.
More power. Maybe it's got more power. I'm giving it one more chance. Lara's Lawlet, number five. And then I go to Rockhampton, race four, number one, Master Rich. It's named after Jared Wheelow, the trainer. He loves setting one up, this bloke. And I tell you what, this horse was good at Bow Desert first time round. It was sound enough over the 1,400, and then it got out to the 1,800. Might have just been a bit too far for it, but a bit of time under its belt. 1,300 first up, Huxley on board. Yeah, it'll be improved with a bit of time, and gee, I think it can be hard to beat. So we'll go the top weight, number one, in race number four, Master Rich at Araki. I will do quaddies for Orange and for Rockhampton today, I reckon.